Here's a preview from today's episode.
So through that positive messaging from my friends and that support, it started to make me feel like I was giving them something and they were giving me something. It was just this beautiful circle of reciprocation of positivity, you know? And that was, I think, one of the main things that started me to think differently about what I could do for myself.
Hello, beautiful souls. You're listening to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Did you know that you can listen to this show everywhere podcasts are found? It's true. Now, I have three free gifts just for you. First gift, I give away a new reading each week to a person who's left a 5-star positive review of this show, then submitted it to me using the contact form at theangelmedium.com/contact. I hope I'm calling your number next. Second gift, if you'd like a new daily angel message, join me on Insta at Angel Podcast. Third free gift, if you'd like to know the name of one of your guardian angels so that you can work with them even more closely, go to the homepage of my website, theangelmedium.com, and submit your contact info at the very top. I'll email you back personally with the name of one of your angels. Okay, as we begin the show, I want you to feel the presence of your angels surrounding you. And just know that the loving, positive messages you resonate with today are messages for you from your angels and loved ones on the other side. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. And friends, we're here today with Jenny Garth. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, every time I like get to talk to you, I love this space, but I always hear like the song within my head from 90210, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Trust me.
Yes. So we're here today to talk about your I Choose Me podcast. I'm so excited about this. Tell everybody about it and where I Choose Me comes from.
Well, okay. If you're a fan of the show, you probably remember Kelly was faced with a decision in season 5 she had to decide between Brandon or Dylan. And they really put the decision straight to her face and said, you have to choose right now, which is it? And in that very moment, she said, I choose me. And that was a line written by the late Jessica Klein, one of my favorite writers. And I didn't really know at that time the impact that that statement would have on me throughout my life, but also that had such an impact on young women that were watching this show with, you know, like on the edge of their seat, who is she going to choose? And everybody had their favorite, but she had this moment of like self-confidence and appreciation where she was able to say, I choose me. And that just really landed for a lot of young girls and sort of was the first time that they saw somebody, a girl on TV that they loved, that made it a choice, like made that a possibility. So it was a really impactful statement. And now later in my life, I've kind of come full circle. And sometimes, you know, you embrace your past in order to move forward. And that statement has just stayed with me. And so many of the fans of the show have come to me and said, oh my God, I choose me. And I love that moment. And so it started to really resonate with me on a deeper level to the point where I decided that's one of my life's purposes here. You know, you never know where you're going to find purpose in life and meaning. And I didn't even know that I found it there then. But now drawing back on that, it's kind of given me this new sort of message that I want to give women and girls everywhere and men, anybody, that it's okay to choose yourself. And, you know, it's the most unselfish thing you can do is choose yourself. They always say on the airplane, put your oxygen mask on yourself before you help others. It's kind of that same philosophy. So that's just the main messaging behind my brand in general. And the podcast is going to be talking a lot about the choices that I've made in my life, the journey that I've had and this incredible life that I've gotten to live. And we're just going to be talking about choices and the choices that I've made that weren't good, the choices that have been great and what I've learned and the funny things about those, some of those choices, you know, and sometimes the very poignant, like meaningful moments of my life that weren't the easiest of choices, and just really digging into all of that and just being, you know, talking about it in a really authentic, open way.
I think that's so beautiful. And it's also what the angels are trying to share with us all the time, is that when we choose ourselves, and I think a lot of times looking back on my life, and I'm pretty sure all of us do this in some capacity, we feel like we're supposed to be somewhere else within our relationships or somewhere else. Like, I should be further along, or I should have done this, or, and we add in all of these shoulds, but we only ever have this conscious awareness of what's in front of us, the experiences that we're flowing through. And when we're really present with that, and we choose ourselves in that moment, not in a selfish way, but in a way that's just, I choose to be with this experience. I choose to live. I choose to take risks. I choose to believe in myself. We really get to a different place. And I believe that place that the angels are leading us to is a sense of fulfillment, because I don't know if you felt this way, but every time I follow my own path and choose me, it allows me to show other people the way how to choose themselves. And we just come home to ourselves.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. And it's so often, I mean, it's been this just like sort of a awakening for me in the last 5 years. I've felt really lost and felt very like, what's next? And what's my worth? And, you know, I know I'm a great mother. I know I do the best as a wife that I can. And I'm a great daughter and sister and all the personal things, but I didn't know like what was next for me in my professional life. And being in the industry that I am, have very little control over my next paycheck, quite honestly. So I was just sitting around and so fearful and locked up, just paralyzed really with indecision and with fear. And I started, you know, I kept hearing messages from other women who were successful, whether it be on social media platforms and just watching other people's journeys or seeing what they're doing and being like, wow, that's so amazing. Look at them go. They're so strong and they're doing their thing. And I could never do that. And I, you know, there's no place for me in that world. And I started to sort of change that dialogue in my head. And I started to believe what these women were telling me, that you can do it too. And there's no reason that you can't do the amazing things that I'm doing. And for a long time, I just didn't believe that. And in the last, I would say probably year, something just switched inside of me where I decided to believe it. And I decided to listen to be confident in my own abilities, you know, and just, I think that comes with age. You know, now I'm going to be 52, and just there's so much that opens up in your 50s about your self-worth and your confidence and your purpose moving forward in life. And that's just the best feeling.
Yeah. I just heard this study the other day that said that they took a team of basketball players and they had them really walk themselves through within their own mind the steps of playing the games and like what they're going to need to be doing to make the right plays at the right time. And then they took an entire other team and they just had them speak affirmations to themselves and like coach themselves up to believe in themselves and to empower themselves. But they taught them how to speak back to that voice within that kind of crushes our spirit sometimes. There's so many people that feel lost right now. Did you have to do, because of those two teams, the one that just spoke positivity to itself and motivated itself internally crushed the other team that just ran the plays inside their head. Did you have to kind of like talk yourself up and through that lost feeling?
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting. I started going and working out with a trainer, and that for me was like a source of a guilt. I didn't want to spend that time or that money on myself. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have a job right now. I shouldn't be going and hiring a private trainer. But I did it anyway. And as I started to do it, and I started to post my workouts occasionally and like my progress and my challenges with it, because getting physically fit is really difficult. It's hard to just motivate yourself mentally to do it if you're not in practice of doing it. And I started to just talk about it on my social platform, and I got so many positive, reassuring messages from other people saying, oh my gosh, this is so inspirational. You're inspiring me to go work out. Stick with it. You're doing great. And it was through that sort of connection with the people that follow me on my platforms. And I call them my friends, because I really feel like anybody that takes the time to like look at what I post or listen to what I say, I consider them a friend if they, you know. So through that positive messaging from my friends and that support, it started to make me feel like I was giving them something and they were giving me something. That was just this beautiful circle of reciprocation of positivity, you know? And that was, I think, one of the main things that started me to think differently about what I could do for myself.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I know I saw one of your posts the other day and you were like, I have every reason to legitimately not go to work out today. And I was like,
I can find a million reasons.
well, I saw it and I was like, because I didn't want to go. But I've been doing Pilates every day since the beginning of December and it's been amazing.
Good for you. Good
Yes.
for you.
Yeah, but you're right. That is so inspirational. I know that you've had our mutual friend Val on your show and you've talked about angels. What do you think of angels? Do you believe in angels?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Valerie and I worked together on Beverly Hills 90210 in the four, I don't even know, the third or fourth season. She played Dylan's dad's wife or girlfriend. And we worked a few times together, but had a really great connection. And then when we rewatched that season on the 90210 and OMG podcast, she came on as our guest. And it was just so nice to reconnect with her. And through that, we started talking more often and staying in contact. And she's just such a beautiful light. And she is an angel. Like, there's no other way to say it. And she introduced me to you. And I'm so grateful for that reconnection with her. And through talking with her and really just sort of opening up that line of communication about my belief in angels. Now it's just like a part of my vocabulary. Like, I talk to my angels. I call upon my angels on the daily. And it's something that I've always really believed in. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. And so it really aligns with, my beliefs and just the feeling of support and protection that I've always had walking through life. Maybe before, when I was younger, I didn't even know that I had it. I just was always very fortunate. I was always very lucky. I was always very safe, in sometimes really unsafe environments. And I didn't know, like, wow, how did I survive through that? Why am I still alive for some of those things, you know? And then the only way I can that makes sense for me personally to justify it is that I have the support of my angels around me and around my family, my loved ones, my friends. That's the thing about faith. Like, whatever you put your faith in, whatever you choose to have faith in, that's what gets you through things, you know? And that's why people say it's so important to have faith. But faith doesn't mean faith in anything specifically. It's whatever you define faith as. And for me, it's my angels.
Friends, guess what? We're hosting two live in-person events, an in-person Angel Reiki School and an in-person spiritual retreat. The first event is the weekend of June 1st in Oak Brook, Illinois, where I'm teaching the Angel Reiki School. This is where you get certified in mediumship, angel messages, and energy healing all at once. For a limited time, when you register for the Angel Reiki School in person, you'll also get my 8-week online Angel Reiki School. Visit theangelmedium.com/get-certified for details. You'll also find that link in the show notes. It's theangelmedium.com/get-certified. The second live in-person event this year is a spiritual retreat the weekend of October 4th in Oak Brook, Illinois. The spiritual retreat is different in that it's for your own personal growth. The spiritual retreat is all about your own personal healing, your journey, reconnecting with yourself, learning to connect with your angels. And I'm going to talk about all new angels that I've never talked about before anywhere. This spiritual retreat is going to leave you with more personal peace, purpose, clarity, and confidence than ever before. Learn more at theangelmedium.com/retreat. That's theangelmedium.com/retreat. So just to recap, we have the in-person spiritual retreat October 4th for your own personal healing and growth. And the in-person Angel Reiki School June 1st is where you become a medium, angel messenger, and energy healer all at once. Links to details are in the show notes. I can't wait to meet you and hug you in person. I love that. And it's also our loved ones on the other side that are always there. Is it okay if I tell people that we did a session together?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a really practical person, and there's a lot of mediums out there that are like channeling rock and roll stars on the other side and celebrities on the other side. And it's just a little bit too much for me personally. So I just don't go there. But I legitimately woke up in bed on the morning of our session, and Luke Perry was like sitting at the edge of my bed. And I'm like, oh my God.
I bet a lot of people would want that.
Yes. Hello. He was amazing. And he's with you all the time. Do you feel his presence around you?
I feel him right now. Like, you know, whenever I talk about him, he's just right there, like instantly, because he's always there. But when he loves it when I talk about him, by the way.
Yes.
And so that's why he comes right through, like instantly. But yeah, it always just hits me with a, you know, like a bowling ball of emotions, some so good and some so heartbreaking. But he is with me now. You know, I think when people pass to the other side, in my experience, I've been able to have a stronger connection with the people that are so meaningful to me once they're on the other side, because in real life, they're living their lives, they're geographically somewhere else, a different location, time, space, everything separating you. But when they're on the other side, they're just with you all the time. So literally anytime I want to talk to Luke, I can. And he's there and he reassures me and wraps his arms around me and just makes me feel better. And it's the best feeling. It's the best feeling. And I'm so glad that he visited you.
Well, it was just because he was connected to you. Like, he's just coming through with that presence. Yes, he does. Maybe we can describe this to people too, because you said when you put your awareness on it, you feel his presence. And it's almost like if you can remember being around him when you were younger, to me, when you connect with somebody who's on the other side, it feels as if I was back in time and I could have just closed my eyes in the kitchen and my dad was right there. And it feels like that, like it's just his essence, his presence is right there. Is that what it feels like to you?
Yeah, it's magical. Yeah. It's like, sometimes I just want to hang out with my dad and Luke and my beautiful horse that just passed away. Like, I want to just zone out from the real life and hang out with the people that have passed, because it's such a warm, familiar feeling. And yeah, it's so inviting and it's intoxicating, because you just feel so wrapped up in love and light and guidance, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And you had a good relationship with your dad while he was here, but you and I have talked about this. You've had, you just feel him even more. Like you said, he's with you all the time. What is that like to have an even better relationship with them when they're on the other side?
You know what? It's bittersweet. It's like, you know, because you miss the person so, so much, and their physical form, and their, you know, they're just being with them and doing fun things with them. But when they visit you from the other side, like I said, this just like enveloping feeling of reassurance, and that you're not alone, and that you're seen, and you're protected, and you're heard. It's just, it's such a different kind of closeness that I, even though, I mean, I'm so close with my dad. I was so close with him. I was born on his birthday. We were, you know, two of the same person, basically. And I didn't get to be with him a lot because I was living my life. And, you know, I was very busy, and he was doing his thing with my mom. And so I hated all the time that we didn't get to be together. I really was regretful of any time that I wasn't getting to spend with him. But now it's like, he's just with me. And it's just such a, I don't know. It's not, like I said, it's like bittersweet. Like, it's great, but at the same time, it hurts.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to really explain.
Did you not get to be with him a lot when you were, you know, were you really young when you started 90210?
Yeah. My dad struggled with his health for many years, and he was living in Arizona when, for the drier climate, for his heart health. And I moved to Hollywood with my mom and left him there. And, you know, that divide was really hard. And then I moved both my parents out to California to be closer to me, because I just wanted to be near. I needed their support. You know, it was such a wild, crazy time as a young girl navigating, you know, this new fame and all the responsibilities of being a homeowner at age 17, like all the things that you're not prepared for. So I needed my parents closer to me. And I was very busy all the time. You know, I was working on set for 12 to sometimes 14, 16 hours a day, every day of the week. And then going on publicity tours or going to do movies on my time off. So I had to spend a lot of time away from my parents and my animals. And then when I had kids, I was torn between, like, I tried my best to always take them with me everywhere I went, but my dad didn't want to always go with me. So I felt a lot of upset and remorse about not getting to be with him more.
You have this story about the first time that you felt him come through, or an angel story. Tell us that.
Yeah, I remember when he passed away, I missed being with, like, I wasn't there when he died with all my might to get there. And I was on the road when it happened, on my way to him. And so when I got there, and it was extremely traumatic for me to have that loss and to have missed it. And I was so upset. And I was pretty much bedridden for a while in just that deep, deep grief. And I was blocked. Like, I was angry. I was so pissed that he was gone. And I couldn't feel him. And people would say to me, oh, it gets better. And, you know, time will heal. And I would get so mad when they would say that. And I would say, you don't know, you don't know how I feel, you know, and I didn't believe anybody. And one day I was sitting out on our farm up in San Ynez Valley, where my dad and I spent a lot of time. And I was sitting, just sitting on the corner of the concrete porch, just sitting on the ground, and where we would he would always sit and watch me groom my horses and saddle my horses up and ride my horses in the arena. And he would just sit there and love to just watch. And, you know, we had this great silent connection. Like, we didn't ever have to talk, we didn't have to go anywhere fancy or fun, we just liked to be together. And so I was just sitting out there one day, probably, I'm gonna say, maybe 3 months after he died. And all of a sudden, the wind just picked up and blew over me. And there he was. And there was, as much as I didn't believe that he was going to come through, or I thought, he's dead, he's gone, I'm never going to see him again, I'm never going to feel him again. In that moment, I was just overcome with the reality of, oh, he's right here. He's here. He's here with me, right where we always were. And it was just such an incredible feeling.
Well, and it's those moments that just take away, not take away the pain completely, but just reassure us. I know you know this now, but that you didn't have to be there. In fact, I feel like he couldn't have passed if you were there. And I get this now as a parent thinking about the future. When they come through in sessions, they're always talking about how you don't know what it's like until you're at that point at the end of your life where you had these roles for forever of being a husband, of being a father. And it's almost like these very, very thick roots of a tree that just go down and connect us very deeply into the earth. And for those of us who are blessed with a passing where we have the chance to get to say goodbye to some folks, they can't go. You know, they wait for us to go get coffee if we're there. They wait for us to go home and take a shower because, and I don't know how I'll be at the end, but I just can't imagine leaving my child.
I can't either. I cannot imagine it.
No.
And you're right. I wouldn't want them to see it.
Yeah.
And it's a visually devastating, even, you know, just seeing him after he passed, it's the imagery that I'm a very bad memory in general, and just like so much of my life, but those are the things, those are the moments that you are seared into your memory and you can never forget. And they're not pleasant, but I think reframing them for myself has been helpful, and knowing that, yeah, I don't know. I feel lucky that I was able to see his physical body before I could never see it again. But for a long time, I was very, very upset that I didn't get to be there holding his hand when he was going. But I think you're probably right. He wouldn't have wanted it that way.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that you had that experience just out at your farm and feeling his presence, because that's what it is. And that relationship, we really can build it up where we feel them in the thread of just every day and moments throughout our day, helping us with different decisions, helping us build. Your father is such a bridge from the other side, connecting things for you, especially with this new podcast. And I know that you're going to transition this in different ways to just, it's really bringing hope and love and faith to so many people to return them to themselves. What is the Women's Summit that you're working on for this year as well?
That, again, is going to be called the I Choose Me Women's Summit. And we're putting together just a great collection of strong, beautiful, intelligent, savvy women that want to support other women and share their journeys and share, you know, their stories and empower other women to push them forward, to believe in themselves enough, to choose themselves and to feel good about that choice. And so we're working on putting that together now. And I'm really excited. It'll be probably in the fall that it's going to all come together. And it'll be, our first one is going to be here in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, you'll have to let us know and we'll promote it over here. Yes.
Yes, you'll come be a speaker.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you. That's so exciting. And I didn't get to tell Val this yet, but I think I just got a radio station where I got a radio hosting gig. It reaches like 3.5 million in the Southern California area.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You're on fire, lady.
Oh my goodness. We're on fire. I'm so excited. I Choose Me. When does the podcast start?
The I Choose Me podcast premieres on April 16th.
Okay.
And it's going to be on iHeart podcasts, or, you know, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so exciting. So if you left everybody with some words of wisdom of how they can better choose themselves, what would those words of wisdom be?
I have so many. Let me think. I would feel like what's coming through is to, when I say I choose me, a lot of it is I choose to listen to myself. And in order to listen to yourself, you have to shut out a lot of the other negative voices in your head and that surround you in this wild world we live in. So whether that's, for me, it's, I like to take baths and just sit with myself quietly. Sometimes I like to just sit on my sofa in my bedroom and close the door and just have me time, you know? And then it's just about like getting more in tune. I want to say like even the little Jenny, like the younger Jenny that I identify so strongly with, you know, sitting in the woods with my dad, we would sit on a log and play with flowers. And it was just silent and there was nature and we would just play with flowers. And it's through that kind of visualization that I can just really get still and quiet and feel what comes up, you know, like listen to myself. So taking those messages and choosing to incorporate them into my life and into my mindset. And then I think another big thing for me and for most people, most women, we do so much for everybody else all the time. I'm constantly scheduling whatever it is, dentist for the kid, a dog appointment for this dog. I got to clean that rug. I've got to go to the grocery store. I need to call, send all those emails back. I've got to get on my schedule and make sure I'm doing all my Zooms. You know, there's so much going on every day. It's so important for me to schedule time for myself. So one of the other things that I do is every week I schedule 3 times a week when I'm going to go do my physical fitness, like where I'm going to go take care of myself physically. And I put it on the calendar and nothing can change it unless it's like, you know, a big deal. But I really commit to keeping appointments with myself.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And I think we're speaking the same language. So many of us just saying it in different terms. But when you listen to yourself and when you choose yourself, it is your intuition. Like you're listening to your own inner voice, your own inner wisdom. And it really can't lead you astray. Like if you just listen to your heart and listen to that soft whisper inside, it will always show you the next step. And I think that there's so many people who are waiting to get like a sign after that, or to kind of have like the clouds part in the sky to take that next step. But once we take that action, like everything always clicks into place.
Yeah, for me, there's so many negative messages coming from my head. There's so much negative chatter in there. And I've really had to just say to those voices, no, thank you. Not right now. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm going to listen to my heart right now, my gut, and really just like a crazy person kind of talking to myself, like out loud. No, not now. And I'm not going to accept that. You know. And then dude, if you keep doing that enough, it quiets those voices enough and you can start to control those unhelpful negative messages that come in through your mind. And I think that you're right. We're all of us that are talking about these enriching, you know, empowering messages. We're all saying the same thing, but just in different ways. And that's the beauty of like coming together and just like really saying, look, this is the message. This is what it's all about. Yeah, I think that it's so powerful and what you do is so special and it makes people feel not alone, you know, and life can be a very lonely experience if you let it.
Yeah, it really can. It can be really isolating. I guess I got to ask you this 2 questions. When you had that success earlier on, did you find it was isolating in some ways and lonely in some ways? Because not everybody can relate to what that's like.
It was terrifying. Like for me, I developed agoraphobia. Like I wouldn't leave my house when I was probably 19, 20, 21. I didn't know how to handle it. And because I'm from the Midwest, I'm a simple Midwestern gal. I just want to stay home, be a homemaker, you know, play with my dogs, make dinner, like that's my jam. And all this was thrust upon me in this world of, you know, opulence and excess and fame and power and all the things that went with it was just too much for me, for my little soul, you know? And so I really had to put what I do for a living in a box, you know, kind of compartmentalize it. And I can go and open that box and do what I do and be famous or whatever it is, go speak to people, do speaking experiences or do movies or do different roles or whatever it is. I just go open that box and I do my celebrity thing. And then when I'm done, I close that box and I come home and I be what the true me is. And I surround myself with people that love that person, all of my flaws, all the great things about me. They accept all of that. And I just keep my circle really tight in order to make sure that I am living the life that I want to live and not the life that, you know, fame is, wants me to live.
Or listening to the opinions of others, because when you have so many people around you, it pulls you in so many different directions. Like, I just have this little podcast, but I get emails all the time. You should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this. And similar little girl from Chicago, listening to all of those. And at first I was like, they're right. I should do this, and I should do this, and I should do this. And it completely dilutes your energy to the point where you're like, I'm just out of gas, completely depleted.
I just can't, like, I don't know what to do. There's so many things I should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you don't have energy to do it all. You can't do it all in this lifetime.
You have to prioritize. I do a lot of list making. I do a lot of journaling about, I'm working with a wonderful friend. Her name is Inanna Draper, and she is teaching me the power of changing my frequency through writing. I guess we can call them affirmations, but I think they're a little more powerful than just an affirmation, because, you know, you can say an affirmation over and over, and that's very great. Keep doing that if you're doing that. But there's something about writing it over and over and over, how I want to feel when I get what I want, you know, like not just about what I want, but how is that going to make me feel? Because that's what I want, is the feeling, you know? So we've been doing a lot of work around that kind of journaling. And I think it's really helping just with my whole mindset shift of, I've always said my whole life, only because I was raised this way by my parents, you can do anything you want. There's nothing that I can't do. And I always thought that, but I always thought it meant more like tactile. Like, if the toilet breaks, I can fix that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I am super handy and there's nothing I can't do. If I put my mind to it, watch a YouTube video on something, I'm going to figure it out, you know? But this is like more, this is more like creating the life that I want moving forward, and what I want for my future, and how I want to feel, being able to have that success, provide for my daughters, you know, being able to feel the feelings. And I think that that's a really great thing to work towards.
Yeah. I'll have to get you this name. I can't think of her last name off the top of my head, but we had her on the podcast and she did her entire master's degree around this and found that you could call it time travel in a way, like you were talking about that earlier, like it's easy for you to connect back to your dad when you think about memories of you and him sitting on, you know, a stump and picking flowers or playing with flowers. But you can also kind of time travel into the future by placing yourself in the energy, the imagery, the vision of what you want as if you already have it. And the feeling is what connects it all. It's like pressing a button that just makes the universe fall into line and kind of brings it forth into your life. But she's really cool. She's got a couple of really neat books.
Oh, definitely send them my way.
Yeah, for sure. Yay. Jenny, you are such a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for being here. Tell everybody, you've got a couple of different podcasts, 9021 OMG and I Choose Me. Where else can they find you? And your clothing that says I Choose Me.
Yes, I have my I Choose Me merch, really trying to like put that message out there in the world for everyone to say and be proud of and be comfortable saying it. So I have some merch on my website, which is jennygarth.com. And that's really fun. And in the future, I'm working with QVC. I have the BFF collection with my friend Tori Spelling. We've had this collection for a couple of years now on QVC. We have some really beautiful, fun, sparkly Christmas accessories decor coming out in July and September of this year. And you do not want to miss that, because I know it will sell out really fast and people get so mad. Once it's gone, they don't remake it. And I'm going to be working also furthering my relationship with QVC as an ambassador for their Quintessential 50, which is women power makers, people that are making change over the age of 50. So that's something exciting I have looking ahead. And more things that I can't really talk about yet, but we'll revisit. We'll revisit.
Yay! Yes, we'll open invitation every time you want to come back. Let us know.
Thank you. You're so wonderful.
Thank you. Friends, I need your help reaching as many people as possible. If you'd like to support this podcast and help us spread more hope to the world, please book a session with me. Join my Angel membership or take my Angel Reiki school. What's the difference? If you'd like to know what messages your angels and loved ones have for you, you'll want to book a session with me. The Angel membership is all about your own personal spiritual healing. The membership takes you on a spiritual journey that teaches you how to create your own heaven on earth. And the Angel Reiki School is for those who want to get certified in mediumship, angel messages, and energy healing all at once. These are three ways you can help us share a message of hope and love with more people than ever before. Register for one or all three at theangelmedium.com. That's theangelmedium.com. Now, let's pray together. As we do, I want you to pray in a way where you feel as though everything you want for yourself and the world has already come true, and you're giving thanks. Why? Because this is the best way to manifest. So let's begin. God, Universe, Source, thank you. We're so grateful that you've blessed this world with calm and peace for all. This calm and peace has spread like ripples, soothing the hearts of every soul. Thank you for opening our hearts to abundance, allowing each of us to live our most authentic life, and helping us to create our own heaven on earth. We thank you for the love and deep heart-to-heart connection that surrounds us every day in our relationships. We thank you for the abundance of health and aliveness we feel radiating from every cell in our and our family's bodies. Thank you for the gift of walking this life with us and guiding us every step of the way through your messages. We hear you through our own intuition, and we feel you walking right by our sides, and we overflow with gratitude. Thank you for financial abundance, an abundance of opportunities and miracles, blessings and prosperity in every way. We know that you want us to succeed so that we can show others how you want them to succeed too. Thank you for the boundless love, kindness, empathy, and compassion that binds us all together. Thank you for the laughter, fun, moments of pure delight that fill us every day, especially today. God, Universe, Source, thank you for blessing us beyond measure and allowing us to use our souls, gifts, talents, skills, and abilities to serve the world. We love you. I love you. And in this we pray. Amen. Friends, we're working on some pretty major things over here. And if you wouldn't mind saying a little prayer that these things come to fruition, if they're God's will, we'd so appreciate it. And please add a little prayer in for any specific thing you need right now too. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And don't forget to submit your contact info at theangelmedium.com if you'd like me to channel the name of one of your angels for you. Sending you peace, bliss, and many blessings.